The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Wow, if this is true, Rolien, a very remarkable day. I've got goosebumps. Is it in fact true, the developing
it
story?
It is an extraordinary moment. It is an extraordinary moment for Israel, for the United Arab Emirates, and for the region. And it has been confirmed that... Sorry, I've got people...
Rolien, tell the people to go away. This is way too important. I'm sitting with goosebumps as you are talking. I am so moved, and I feel like I'm part of history. This is an incredible feeling.
Absolutely incredible, incredible moment. It is an absolutely incredible moment. Sorry, whoever this is not letting me go. Earlier today, literally moments ago, President Trump tweeted out that a historic peace agreement has been signed. You know, there was some kind of sense that something extraordinary was happening today, whether it was good or bad, when the Prime Minister left a coronavirus committee meeting. He left very abruptly. He said a matter of national concern. And, you know, of course, I thought immediately we're under attack or something's going on that needs the Prime Minister's full attention. But we do have it now that the two countries are going to be working towards normalization. This is an absolute historic moment for the country, for the UAE, and for the region.
Dare I think that, we could board an Emirates flight from Johannesburg via Dubai to Tel Aviv? Is that something that could be on the cards?
Well, what is very, very touching is that I have a few friends on Twitter who are...
What a day to lose.
I do have a few friends across the UAE who I've been corresponding with on Twitter, and their immediate reaction was, "We are coming to Israel." All I can think of, Simon, if there's a Primark in Dubai, you're never going to get rid of Israelis. An unbelievable day, really. This is what we've been talking about. You know, maybe we're moving towards this. Hopefully we will see this within the next couple of years. Well, it is here, and it is here today. So a really, truly extraordinary moment. I think that it will be a game changer, possibly, for diplomatic efforts towards reaching some kind of a deal with the Palestinians, with our neighbors. You know, hopefully other Arab countries will follow. Hopefully they will see the normalization of ties and just the benefits that it has for people in the region. I see Twitter coming in, people from the UAE saying, "History in the making. I can't believe that I'm living history." A very, very positive response from most people. There are some people saying that, Israel's paid a price by foregoing annexation. Netanyahu being very careful to say that annexation is still on the table. But I'll read you somebody called Mariam from the United Arab Emirates saying, "History is being made, and I'm so grateful that I'm living to witness a tremendous step closer to diplomacy and peace. I live for a life where dreams come true at the most unexpected moment. A proud Emirati yesterday, today, tomorrow, and always." That is magnificent coming from the Arab Emirates. Tani al-Shirawi saying to me, "Guys, I am coming." And this truly, truly is an amazing, amazing moment.
I only see good in this, unconditional good from a personal perspective. What I'm wondering is that Netanyahu's base and the foregoing annexation, is that going to cause domestic issues, Rolien?
Mark, there are those voices who have said, we're paying the price. It's a big sacrifice. But you know what? We've actually got to look at the bigger picture here. We've got to look at how rapidly the region is changing. We've got to look at the external threats that we all face in terms of Iran and, the threat that they pose, not just to Israel, but to the region. So, at some stage, there has to be some give and take. And it's going to be hard for many, but, this is where we are in our history. Do we want to continue with continued animosity with the Arab world, or do we want to take big, bold steps towards a better future for the region, not just for Israeli and UAE people, but for the people of the region, while we face an enemy that is hell-bent on our destruction.
Our listeners weighing in, Rolene, interesting contradictory views. Clive weighing in saying Trump's peace plan deal is actually bringing the Middle East together, and Martin weighing in saying Trump had nothing to do with the peace move. What's your take on those two very different comments?
Well, we didn't see this as part of the Trump peace plan. When we started to discuss it, we focused solely on Israel and the Palestinians and what potential peace we can have there. But I think with the backdrop of COVID, I think the tentative steps both countries have taken towards speaking to each other, towards dealing with each other, that has been a major part. I think also, and we have to give this to the Trump administration, the peace to prosperity that was laid forward in Bahrain and the willingness of Israel to cooperate, I think has been a game changer. Now we need bold leadership from the Palestinians. Now we need leaderships within the Palestinian camp that say, you know what, the region is changing. And if we don't come to the party, we're going to be left behind. And we're going to be left off the list of priorities for other countries over here. I'm hoping it is a big wake-up for Iran and their proxies. I think Iran has taken a hiding within the last couple of weeks, looking at the response of the Lebanese and people around the world to Hezbollah, yes, including today's, yes, other historic announcement. And that is Lithuania banning Hezbollah and regarding them as a terror organization, another country to add to the growing list. Now we have this major, major breaking news, which is a game changer.
Why do you think it was broken out of the U.S. and not out of Tel Aviv or Jerusalem?
Well, you know what? We don't have too many details. We do know that within the last couple of weeks, there has been movement in the U.S. Congress and the government there to push for normalization. You know, that anybody who talks about anti-normalization with Israel will get sanctioned. I think every U.S. president wants to be seen as leaving the legacy of brokering some kind of historic agreement in the Middle East, the toughest place to negotiate, even if you are a real estate mogul. But I think that, you know, this is not unusual. It's not unusual to have a middleman or a power broker that makes sure that they bring two parties to the negotiation table.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be cynical about it, because I'm not. I think this is just an unqualifiedly good thing. Just thinking it probably helps Trump with his election campaign somewhat. I mean, the timing is pretty good for him, I think.
The timing is really good for him. You know, we cannot discount the fact. I don't think it's been cynical at all. I think it's been quite savvy to realize that he's done this. Very coincidentally, the day after, yeah, Biden announces his running mate that has been received extremely, extremely well in Kamala Harris.
Ro, we deserved a better connection than that today. That was such historic news. I wish it had been a perfect line. It wasn't. But thank you. Thank you for breaking that news to us. I know you're going to be in high demand for the rest of the evening, I'm sure. But we can say that we had you first. So thanks for that, Ro.
Always my first love, Chai FM.